Opposition Energy spokesman Dan Tehan says subsidies could be offered to keep current coal-fired power plants operating for longer. His remarks signal that political infighting within the coalition has continued to intensify over the Liberals' commitment to a target of reaching net zero emissions by 2050, after the Nationals announced they've dumped the policy. The Liberal Party's formal position on the climate target will be decided following meetings in Canberra midweek. Mr. Tehan has told Sky News he sees a role for coal and gas in Australia's future.
Our policy will come out of those discussions, but there is no doubt that working with the state governments to make sure that coal-fired generation can continue at the moment is absolutely crucial to bringing prices down, as is the fact that we need much more gas in our system, and we need much more gas in our system right here and now. We can't wait for that to happen.